Hello, this is... Hello, this is the Breaking Chains podcast. I'm your host, Bart Shelley. I just want to welcome everybody joining us on Podomatic, iTunes. And today we're also simulcasting on Facebook. We tried to do a Facebook Live event, but it just didn't work out. Facebook needs to develop the API for the desktop. Anyway, I'm glad you're with us today. It's a new year. It's been a while since we've been together. I think the last podcast was 10 months ago. When we had my friend Alan Wish on the show. So, a lot has happened since that show. There is a fair amount of reason why we've been silent on the podcast. On the podcast side of things, I wanted to use today to give you a little update on what's going on. First thing is that our podcast was broken for a while. And if you have noticed, it has been missing from iTunes for several months now. I finally got that fixed and changed services. So now we are on Podomatic as well as iTunes. Good change, especially for me on the back end. But you also noted that our old podcast are on there as well. They just have different days. I do want to point out one programmer note. If you're looking for building self-esteem, part two, know that at that point, I didn't have the availability to shoot a video. So that is just a block. I'm working out on my second monitor right now. So that came out October 1st, 2015. You can find that to me at blog.blogshow.com. Ja, engel. Borg. Ja. Brød. Sjævlig. Ja. Ja. En natbrydende. Sjæv. En natbrydende. Hvad? Jeg tænker. Hun sagde for a while. I totally used bands the website to make it more user-friendly and really highlight what the mission is as far as my writing and my speaking. If you visit there, you'll know it there. I shot a video that tells a little bit about my mission. And I've also outlined my thoughts. What I can talk about and what I have to offer you as the artist. With a big task, many hours was spent on it redesign. But I think you like if you haven't gone there yet, it's the same website, boyshelly.com, and same URL as before, just a different setup. Go there, let me know your thoughts. I should also point out what else happened since I last did a podcast. And if you're watching the video on Facebook or my blog, you can see him in the background. In August, I finally was called down to team training at Kenai Companions for Independence. To get a service dog. I was paired with a black lab golden cross named Stanley. So Stanley and I have been learning how to work with each other. And bonded. He's awesome. If you haven't met him yet, hopefully you will someday. Maybe when we come speak if we meet one-on-one, you love him. I do. He even has a place on our website under Meet Boy. It will tell all about Stanley. And last but not I will be alive. I don't know why I keep saying would. Probably because it's team effort with me and my mistress. So you'll find out more about that in the book. But I've been more on the book, which lasts much. I think it was much or April that I did the publicizer campaign for Don't Say No for an answer. That was the campaign that many of you took part in and helped me nail down a publisher. So I want to thank all of you that helped me in that campaign. I decided to go with book feel for a variety of reasons that I won't go into at this time, but it feels like the right partnership. So where am I with the book? I have been working diligently on the book. I apologize that the deadline for it keeps being put back. Please be patient with me and know that I'm happiness by myself. I don't want anyone helping me with this book. If I write more in the future, I'll see help. But for this one, I'm doing it all on my own. And I'm typing all of my own. If you know me, then you know that that's not an easy task. I think my friend said it best when he said that I have wild on. They don't always move how I want them or exactly I want them. That being said, it takes me about 4 hours to write 1,000 words. And right now, that's about how long each chapter is. Anyway, so right at this moment, I am in the middle of chapter 10. Writing about how important planning is. When you're trying to overcome challenges and obstacles, and what role planning has played in my life, but also the importance of holding the plans with flexibility so you don't always go the way we want them. Keep in mind, I want to put that in truth. And that has to happen. So, do I'm being flexible with the timeline and what comes up for me physically. Because that's a big hurdle in writing a book is I have to physically feel like I can type. That being said, I have 3.5 more chapters left. I'm hoping to have them done by the middle of January. That's my goal, middle of January. When I'm done with my manuscript, I'm having 2 of my mentors read over the manuscript. I want to make sure that I'm offering all of you quality content. I don't want to be garbage. So I'm having to really, really smart business read over it. They are in the same realm of self-help that focus more on business and entrepreneurship. Why they are my mentors. So, once they give me a okay, I'm hoping by February 1st, then I'll send it over to Brookfield for the editing and everything that comes with publishing a book. They estimate that their site of publishing this take about 10 weeks before distribution. If everything goes according to plan, I'm aiming for the first part of April, middle of April, for a launch date. I just felt like it's important to give all of you listeners and backers an update on this project. Like I said, I wanted this to be the most And I want you all to know that I'm committed to finishing in the first part of 2017. So what next for me? Besides finishing the book, I really want to get back to podcasting and connecting with all of you over the internet. I want to make myself available to help you overcome your challenges, as well as provide commentary on inclusive education issues, as well as what's going on in the disability community. Obviously, that doesn't interest everybody, and that's okay. But I want to make clear that my main goal in all of this is to help people overcome their hurdles, whether that's physical, economical, even if it's not as simple as going after a promotion, or maybe branching off and starting something new. I want to help you. I believe that as long as we have the right drive, the right intentions, the right people surrounding us, and motivation, that we can accomplish our goals. And that will always be my mission and my message. And I feel like that is pretty universal. So, please be on the lookout for new podcast episodes. I want to do some Facebook Live stuff where it's a Q&A type setting. I want to do some Google Hangout sessions with people from all different walks of life, sharing their stories, sharing their challenges, and helping us all learn from each other's stories. I think that's the most important. So yeah, that's what I want to have in the next several months. I really hope that you come on a journey with me. keep come out and with me. And really pursue your challenges. Pursue your goals despite challenges. Really see how to overcome them. Together we can do this. Until next time, keep encouraging the attitude of perseverance and inclusion.